Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. Did you see, wasn't it exciting when an extra chair was added and an extra microphone? Like, there was just a snafu where I really thought I was going to have three guests tonight. Turns out it's four, and I couldn't be happier about it. And I think you guys will agree. Let me get my script out of my bag. Yeah, my bag. I've got custom made from someone in Chicago for the next few weeks. You're going to win bags with me on it. That's Doug Loves Movies is coming out of my face like it's a puff of some sort of smoke. And it says prize bag, and as mentioned on the Chicago episode, I apparently have a gunt. And I don't find that attractive, so I'm giving them to you. I'm getting rid of them. Our good friend Matt Besser has a motion picture called Freak Dance that is going to be on video on demand on May 15th and all over the place on... other dates, you know, touring around the country. So just, you know, grab these, pass them around a little bit. And then there's a, I'm just going to chuck them at you now. Hey, Jordan. And there's a whole stack of them for you guys on your way out. So remember to get a Freak Dance sticker on your way out. We're coming to you from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. I was like trying to figure out, where did I leave off? Which part had I said already? This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from Upright Citizens Brigade Theater before Comedy Bang Bang on May 8th to Ocean's 12. Since last I spoke and you listened, Graham Elwood and I recorded a rental car episode number 12. If you're a regular listener, there was a 50-50 chance you checked it out. And if you didn't, I urge you to listen to this one because we play a new movie game that I want your opinions on, and we also talked to a nice bus driver lady. The first ever, like, just recording someone just because they're in the car with us, and then you'll never guess what her favorite movie is. It's got a great payoff. Attention, Bay Area of California. I will be doing two stand-up shows at Tommy T's in Pleasanton on Saturday, June 16th, and Sunday, June 17th at 4:20, each featuring a different opening act that you might know and might love. People are scurrying like rats to get over to those seats over there. That was insane how fast you were running by. But I still saw you. I'll have a different opening act each day in Pleasanton that you might know and love, and we will play the Leonard Maltin game against you, the audience. Oh, and if you heard Rental Car Ep 12, you heard Graham Elwood get stumped in the 6 Degrees Hold the Bacon game when he was trying to connect Sandra Bullock to Billy Crystal. And a few minutes after the recording, okay, 30 minutes after the recording, I came up with Sandra Bullock was in Demolition Man with Dennis Leary, who was in The Ref with Kevin Spacey, who was in Glengarry Glen Ross with Jack Lemmon, who was in Hamlet Ghost Protocol with... I mean, Hamlet's a good one to throw in Ghost Protocol. I don't know much about Shakespeare, but I know that's the one that might have a ghost in it. Hamlet with Billy Crystal. So that's how you connect Sandra Bullock to Billy Crystal, and that's like 4 degrees, I think. We're going to try another version. You know, we're going to attempt that game again in Rental Car 13 this weekend. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the United States is The Avengers, which, yeah. That's probably the ratio to loved it to were like, okay, that was good. I was disappointed by it. I don't know what was... I know. One person clapping too hard. Don't hurt yourself. My hands are bleeding! I don't know which part I like less, Tesseract 1 or Tesseract 2. Just a lot of talking about the Tesseract. I just don't... sound like a, you know, political thing. But I'm going to see it again because, people do love it, and I love that it's so popular and that, you know, there's going to be more movies like that. I just have to see that one again and make up my mind. As those of you who did see it know, there is something that happens in it that is funnier than fucking anything that has probably ever happened in any movie. I was laughing for 3 minutes. The number two movie is Think Like a Man, which I will not see first before seeing Avengers second. What? I was high when I wrote that. So watch The Avengers, not Think Like a Man in Tights. This has been Watch This, Not That. Today on the show, we have a newbie and two old bees and a third old bee. Yeah, and here's what they contributed to the prize bag. There's some interesting stuff in here. I brought, still left over from, now I forget who gave me this, whatever company made this movie. It's called Red Riding, and I know nothing about it. Better Than the Godfather is what some lunatic, it says, from the Shutter Island. Said that. That's the only insane asylum I could think of. Couldn't think of a real one. Okay, can't show that yet. Gotta keep that a secret. Of course, we've got one of the Trouble Club comic books from Chicago, which is like a improv comic where each artist draws a different panel. We've got a green, beautiful green Douglas movies. I love movies. Douglas movies T-shirt. We got from, I don't know what source gave me this, a book that I didn't read called Everything I Need to Know I Learned from Dungeons and Dragons. And so that, yeah, it sounds like a cute premise for a book. Assigned by not by anybody involved with it, but signed a DVD copy of Caddyshack, the 20th anniversary edition. Yeah, I'm talking not even the kid who played Noonan. No, like he's a kid now, but Doug Benson, professional humoredian, is in here. Some buttons with a clown on them, and this bag is interesting. We're going to talk about this bag when the guest gets out here. And then also two copies of a DVD of a comedy special by this gentleman right here. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my friends, Morgan Murphy, Jimmy Pardo, and Bobcat Goldthwait. People are yelling specific things at the guests.
Where did that gentleman yell?
I just blah, 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 Jimmy!
It was directed towards me. What did you say, sir?
I saw you at COVID! Hi.
He saw you at Conan. Oh my God, he's visiting from out of town apparently.
What is your
no
name?
No one that lives here gets that excited about.
Dwight.
What is it?
Dwight.
How you doing, Dwight? Good to see you again.
My favorite character on The Office. What?
Nice young man. He goes around and watches a lot
of
live shows.
Did he yell shit out at you when you... Did
kept
you,
his
when
mouth
he was...
shut like a gentleman.
Yeah, there you go.
Shows up here like an asshole, yells out. It's offensive. You got Bobby C. here?
Hi, how are you? Yeah.
Bob Kat.
Anything you're comfortable with. I am such a big fan of Dwight.
You like Dwight?
Yeah.
Mistake, Bob. I know him 10 seconds. I hate him. And he liked me.
He does look a little sketchy.
Yeah.
Wait, were you at Price is Right, or did you just get assigned?
I was at Price is Right yesterday.
Oh, so you wow. just get shows.
Big trip.
So that's your name?
Big trip.
That's Price your name tag right. tonight is your Price is Right thing?
You Conan. Need to pace yourself. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon.
Oh! Have a seat.
I thought
Paul Scheer is here also.
Paul, Dwight's here.
From The Price is Right?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Dude, spin that wheel, spin that wheel. Pachinko master.
Hey, did you get on, Dwight?
No.
No. No, better luck tonight.
Not happening. Nobody picked that guy's name.
How early in the morning do you get in line? When I drive to LAX at like 4 in the morning to catch a flight, I see people sitting out in line at CBS Television City.
We had the second taping at like...
I don't give a shit.
That's unfair. That's unfair. You asked him a question, you dick. You can't do that to my buddy Dwight.
That's the comedy of it.
Fell right into that trap, you asshole. Answering a question.
Enough.
Fuck you.
Leave Dwight alone.
Facial, Dwight. Facial.
No, Dwight's a good man.
Doug, you should just do that to us all night. Every time you ask.
I do. That's sort of what I do. I think it's fun to like yell at somebody that you just asked a question.
I do want to say, Doug, I appreciate, no one else has done this, but you ripped the bottle label, the label off your bottle.
Oh, yeah,
of water.
All the time.
Yeah, you don't want to advertise.
I do it obsessively for some reason because, you know, I'm such a huge star that I don't want to be attached to Arrowhead
on an audio show.
Delicious spring water.
You can get some of that Jen Aniston money, man. Get
but
that
seriously,
water
this
money.
Is it is 100% mountain water.
Why are you touching
yeah,
my bottle?
Yeah, like I don't want water from other sources. It's got to be mountain sweat, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
Where's your hoodie, Paul? We're all wearing hoodies. Ghost Protocol.
Yeah, I would go Ghost Proto 100%. I didn't bring a hoodie though.
Wait, but then you didn't use 100% of Ghost Proto.
I wasn't ready to go Ghost Proto right now. I wanted to go Ghost Proto.
Well, thank you for coming on the wrong night.
Yes,
and,
I screwed up.
Participating anyway.
Even though my calendar told me that it was next week, I said, I'm going to come two nights. Fuck that calendar. That calendar doesn't know what it's doing.
You're mad at the calendar.
Yeah, that calendar's an idiot.
I have not
thank you for fitting me in. I appreciate it.
I haven't received this many text messages in my life since I've been up here.
People keep texting you? Is it Dwight mostly?
Mostly Dwight.
It is.
And read it. It says, clearly, Dwight, it's Dwight.
Dwight's texting you, how much for a case of Mrs. Butterworth? I just need it for research.
I like the Price is Right has not updated that at all. It's still stuff people bought in 1978.
Now,
I don't know, a box of Tide? Nobody uses a box.
I haven't read the Arrowhead ingredients in a long time, and now I am. But it's smaller cap equals less plastic. We all like that idea.
Yeah.
Who isn't green? But now it has a new thing that says, warning. The cap is small, and it's a choking hazard, particularly for children.
Where's my cap? Where did my cap go? Where's my cap?
No, but that's extremely green, because children are the leading cause of methane.
But they make great fertilizer,
they really do. They really do.
So your backyard. Your tomato plants will grow. I put so many dead babies in my backyard.
Yeah.
Great big tomatoes.
Beautiful plants.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now there's going to be a dead babies is going to be a runner tonight. But let me ask you this first, Bobcat.
Why? Why would that be the case?
It's weird. It came up already, and I've got it written down here at least a couple of times. You'll see. Bob knows what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So is it true your real name is Bob Scratch Goldfarb?
Yes, my real name
and
is
that
Bob
you changed
Scratch
it for
Goldfarb.
Show business.
I actually had someone ask me, "Are you Bob Scratch Goldfarb?" And I said, "Yes," because that's the easiest way to get out of a conversation with an idiot.
But if there was ever a lull in your career, you've done a lot of great things and you're going to continue to do so, but if you hit some moment where it starts to peter out, switch it up to that.
Go back to Bob Scratch?
Bob Scratch. Just out of nowhere. Like, you know, Prince got a lull in mileage out of changing his name to whatever that was.
I'm going to change my name to Smiley Face Emoticon.
Boom, I'm in. You're not smiling totally on this. Oh, you are on the back. No, you aren't. Both are the most half-assed smiles.
Well, the
open mouth, half-assed smile, it's called, and closed mouth.
It's called Bobcat Goldway. You don't look the same either. But by my expressions, it really should have been my original name, which was Bobcat Goldway, phoning it in. Huh.
This photo session took longer than to say click.
Yeah, I honestly didn't know that was going to be
shorter.
The cover.
Yeah. I should have said, God damn it.
Flip it around.
We're going to fix that in editing, Jimmy.
I know it. A lot of post on this program.
Yeah, Jimmy Pardo is... Oh, and I should... So that's the DVD that I showed everybody that they got excited about. You don't look like me either. And it's also...
you don't look like me either.
We don't look anything like each other. It's what it's called.
Go
There's
shit
no
in your,
resemblance between us.
Go shit in your flat hat, I
Bob,
think.
Bob
is the
Scratches...
Name of it.
As long as you get all the words in there, it doesn't matter what order they're in.
Yeah. And finish up with Ghost Protocol. So, Jimmy.
Hi, Doug.
Hello. Host of Never Not Funny.
Right.
Has there been... Thank you. You've had some...
Dwight didn't even help them out.
Not even my buddy. Not even my buddy.
Dwight did not have your back.
You've had movie
you're
stars on.
Dwight. Yes.
What? Sorry, what?
I was like, you're a podcasting pioneer.
Your word's not mine.
But I'm going to say, accurate. I feel like you don't get the credit that is due. You were a podcast.
Yeah, you're the Lewis and Clark of
You went out on the Oregon Trail, the digital Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
You went out there and you ate some zeros and ones and you spit them out and you made a safer country for all of us.
My pleasure. That may not have been... Thank you, Paul.
There's probably been at least a few less homicides because of your podcast.
I know, people can live
through
lives.
They can live through your anger and not go out and kill anyone.
They know it's fake. They know my anger's fake.
Exactly. It's a release for everybody.
Like Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
His anger is pretty fake.
Yeah. I was just doing my anti-Semite character.
Have you heard that rant? That second tape is scarier than anything. Because it's so far away and it's so
God damn it! Fuck you! God, you want a sandwich?
Like, he does segue into lunch.
He should now, though. Now if he snaps, he should just go ahead and throw in Maccabees in theaters in December 2014. Like, he should start throwing in plugs for shit because everybody's going to listen to it.
That's a long rant if in the middle you do break for lunch. It's like, are you out of your fucking mind? Has anybody been to Crafty yet? I need some red vines.
Where are the goddamn pickles? The Jews fucking didn't put the pickles out.
So, Jimmy, you have a game on your show that you guys call it Movie Cats. Because there's a kid, Katz, on the show that's good at it.
It's
right?
His show. It's his game.
His idea.
It's Dan Katz's
something
game.
He plays with his friend.
No, it's something he's been doing on his podcast for 2 years.
Oh, okay.
And then we had a little, we were having a good time at one of the recordings of my program. And I said, hey, why don't we play that Dan Katz movie game?
Yeah.
And then it's kind of become a regular feature on my program as well.
Yeah, and I'm excited about, you know.
It's kind of like when CSI crosses over to Hawaii 5-0.
It's 100% they're right there, like that. You thought I was going to go negative with that, Andrew.
It is a crossover event. So I'm excited to play that. But also, it was funny because I've been trying out different movie-related games on the shows, especially when Graham and I are in rental cars. And I said, let's play this. And I explained the entire thing to him, and then we played it. Mm-hmm. And he never once said, oh, that's a game they always play on Jimmy Pardo's show. I just played it recently, and I was pretty good at it.
Oh.
He never said a word. So then it took people tweeting and on specialthing.com.
Doug's ripping you off.
Yeah, like, what the fuck are you doing? You're playing Movie Cats.
Yeah.
And so now we play it, but we call it Movie Cats.
As long, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, exactly. We don't play it. I gave it up.
Did you cut it loose?
It's you know, Graham's not that good at it.
Is that true?
I want to play the Cats guy.
Well, Dan's very good.
I want to go up
He's
against
very,
him.
Very, very good.
Well, you should hear me
and
play
handsome.
It.
Very handsome young man.
Well,
now you're dangling this movie cats, and I want to play movie cats.
I want to fuck them.
Yeah, let's fuck some movie cats.
That's all I'm thinking
about. Let's bring Garfield in here and the cats from Tale of Two Kitties.
I'm more of a Heathcliff guy.
You know, Heathcliff was a little too blue collar for me.
People say he was derivative of Garfield, but...
Well, no, they're very different. They're both, both orange. All right.
One likes lasagna, and one the other fish. One... Yeah.
One's a gutter cat, one's a house.
No, one was street. One kept it real.
When you worked with Bill Murray and Scrooge, did you think someday that guy's going to be the voice of Garfield?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good answer. Good answer. Yes.
Oddly enough, he even brought it up. He said, "Bobcat's Gold Farm." You know where the real money is.
He sounds like you.
He doesn't sound like. You know what I've noticed? That I don't do me anymore well.
It's this weird. Like, who's sitting in for him? Gallagher too?
Yes. I know. Like when I tell a story and then I use my popular persona voice from the '80s, it doesn't sound like me anymore. I go. And that's not how I sounded. I lost the fucking magic. I lost the recipe. Someone left the Bob Scratch Goldfarb cake out in the rain. And we'll never have...
I can't take it or bake it. Now, Morgan Murphy, you have been in every Bob Scratch Goldfarb movie except for Shakes the Clown.
That's true.
Because I believe you might not have been born yet.
What year did it come out?
92.
Oh yeah, I was 11.
Oh okay.
Can I tell you, Bobcat, that I had a Shakes the Clown laser disc?
Wow.
Yeah, I had a laser disc of Shakes the Clown.
What were the extras on that?
There was no extras back on laser disc.
It wasn't Criterion.
No, you had to pop it out and turn it over like midway. What a great way to enjoy a movie.
Yeah.
30 minutes and oh shit. Put it back in.
Do you know that when she was 11, she lived around the corner from my house?
No,
we did not.
Tell me more about that. You would, Bob. Have that.
Somebody get on Wikipedia right now. No, update it right now.
No, but I mean, like she would be.
Yeah, if I was playing in my front yard, Bob could see my front yard from his backyard.
I saw her playing.
I don't want to know about your front yard or his backyard.
I disagree.
Both are scary.
I pull over. I go, "Hey, 11-year-old girl. Years from now, we'll be friends, and it won't be weird." Until now,
wink.
I'm gonna.
Here's some candy.
Could you hand me my ball back? Hey, little girl, does this rag smell funny to you?
I seem to have spilled gasoline on my handkerchief. Would you check for me with your nose?
At least when I woke up the next day and wandered out of your house, I knew where I was. Huh? Yeah. I know this neighborhood.
Lost but found. So, Morgan...
Speaking of that, didn't you think Amy Smart was... Is that her name, the Mormon girl?
No, oh yeah.
Elizabeth.
Right. Elizabeth Smart, yeah.
Elizabeth Smart. Amy Smart's an actress.
Yeah.
Crank 2.
I thought movie. Elizabeth Smart was going to be much hotter.
I thought that she came out
no,
too hot.
No, she really.
She like when she like really presented herself, she was like really. She really kind of sexed it up.
I thought.
I thought she was kidnapped people. This is not a lie. She was too hot and she needed to be kidnapped.
And
more ugly kids. They stay at home.
And her dad, instead of hiring qualified contractors, would get hobos and promise them a sandwich.
This
come
is totally
their house.
True. I'm not kidding. You know, Elizabeth Smart. She almost got her missing posters. Almost got her discovered. Hollywood. That's how cute she was.
Because if you flipped her missing pose, it flipped it over, it would list like her talents. Yeah.
Good at being kidnapped by hobos. Bad at finding my way back home.
I also play riding, but just in circles.
I also play the harp.
So soon. Bobcat,
yeah,
can't escape from break. Handcuffs.
Your latest movie, God Bless America.
Yes.
How do
thanks.
We How do we see it at this point in time?
It opens in select cities May 11th, but you can get it on any like VODs, like what is it? You know,
immediately.
Yeah,
you have to wait till May 11th.
Amazon and iTunes and all that stuff.
It's all on there now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it's in theaters now. Well, May 11th, but
bopping around. You're showing it at Bonnaroo.
Yeah, but you know, I was recently thinking of like. Like I want to actually make a film and put a scrim up and like bring like, you know, Tupac came back, you know, and then like, but have someone you shouldn't bring back, like Al Jolson, like hello Bonnaroo. But I think people are going to think that's racist a little.
No, that would be pretty good. He could talk about
the
history of cinema.
Yeah.
And then end with God Bless America. And then your movie starts.
And Al Jolson would show up with super awesome abs.
Really defined abs.
Yeah, like Tupac.
Yeah, because hologram Tupac, he didn't let himself go.
No way.
In the afterlife.
Well, heaven has the best gym.
It really does. It's got a great crunch.
Yeah, they have a great, I got the Pilates machine. It's like an advanced Pilates machine.
I think if you were at Coachella and you were really high, and then this is Tupac, what's up, Coachella? You'd be like, ah! That sounds
well,
like
you know that someone was like, oh shit, did I miss that he came back? There had to be, I think there was at least 10% of that crowd. That
oh,
was like,
there was some smug assholes. I knew he was still around.
Mm-hmm.
Publicity stunt.
So I'm torn between bringing him, Al Jolson, or Jesus back, because that would be pretty good. Yo, what's up, Baru? It's Jesus. I'm back again. It Bob, sounds like this crowd would like Al Jolson.
I
better.
I know Jolson.
Yeah.
Jolson,
he can
right.
sing. Jesus can't sing. Jolson's terrific.
Jesus sang like a bird.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
No.
He just didn't bust it out a lot because the apostles were super jealous.
Is that true?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
You know,
like,
what did I do?
Tito, the apostle Tito, and Jermaine were really upset by all the heat Jesus.
That's the new book you're talking about.
Yeah. There was like 14 apostles. A lot of them got, that. Yeah, there was layoffs.
You got the ship, huh?
A lot, yeah. Because like the dwarfs, there was like other dwarfs besides
the famous ones.
Yeah, there was like more. There was like Rapey.
Judas, Dopey, Doc, Peter.
Dwight.
Dwight.
God Bless America.
God Bless America
has, you know, spoiler alert, but it's in the opening scene. You depict an angry man with a shotgun, essentially shooting
a baby. Yeah, but you know, here's the thing.
See,
in my defense,
Jimmy?
I heard. Yeah.
That the baby was an asshole. All right. Everybody always concentrates on a baby getting shot, but that kid had a really shitty attitude. No, out of context, it sounds weird, but yeah, we do shoot a baby, but not real. I mean, it's just, you know, special
effects. It's a
movie. Effects. Yeah,
oh, it's not real.
Yeah,
it would have been
movie.
It would have been cheaper.
No interest.
What did you shoot?
We shot what the baby?
What was it like? Just like a watermelon full of blood.
So, it was a dog.
You shave a dog, yeah. You shave a dog.
Shave the pug.
But yeah, and it looks just like a human baby.
You can't tell because they're pink.
You teach it to not walk, yeah. And then you
break
shoot
their front
it
legs.
Like it's a baby.
You break their front legs, you cut them off. It's very complex. It's very easy, actually.
It's very.
You guys don't freak out over it.
And dogs like it.
Oh, they
that's
love
the
it.
Thing.
Oh. No, most dogs want to get in the business anyway.
So what happened was, you know, we do shoot a baby, but it's out of context a little bit. But nobody told the parents who's brought the baby that's what the scene was. They really, the parents come in, they go, hey, what are we shooting today? And the second AD goes, your baby? And that was when we realized no one had told them that we shoot their baby. So and the
you
baby,
know, the squibs aren't that dangerous when you put them on a baby.
No, so the baby, like I said, I need a really ugly baby. Like, I really did want, like, you know, something that looked like a shaved pug, but this kid was kind of cute, and the baby wouldn't cry, and he just sat there, like, you know, we'd go, goodbye, baby's parents, forever, and the kid didn't give a shit. We'd take candy away from it, we would take toys away from it. I love to tell you I'm a better man than this, but I got down on all fours, and then I get right in the baby's face and go, and the baby would go, I go, roll the camera. And as soon as I ducked, it would just stop crying. It looked like Alfred Hitchcock. It's like, you know. And so finally I got the baby to
cry.
You got
the worst baby casting director.
Yeah, I know. I think the funny part of the punchline that I don't get to appreciate is like when this kid's like 9 or 10, like a police academy will come on. They'll be like, ah, that's him. It's the bad man. So
I want to see the parents showing off their baby's acting. They're like, oh, and you know, and Jason was in so many great movies. So check this out. Watch that first scene.
So what we shot was, you know, the mother goes, don't shoot, I have a baby. And then he pumps the shotgun and points it at the baby. So she throws it up in the air. And then he follows it. And then just blam, you know. And this is a blood cannon is what they call. And it had cauliflower and a bunch of other stuff. And that just shot all over the walls. And then we had a onesie and some diapers that exploded at the same time. So it looks like snow. And then Frank or Joel's character smiles for the first time. And then, so when we shot the other side of the scene to get the mother.
He finally finds happiness.
He finds happiness.
When he does that.
But so I say to the effects guy, I go, hey, could you just, you know, when we shoot the mom's side, just a little more blood? And it's like a blood tsunami. Like she is just drenched in blood. Blood went in her eyelids. Blood went in her, like all down her mouth. You can't even see anything that's not covered in blood on her face. And the effects guy goes to me, goes, eh, it's not an exact science. The blood cannon. Wouldn't that be fun just to take out and put in your car?
We, the best, when I did,
the best in traffic.
When I did Piranha 3 Double D, the highly, highly anticipated and acclaimed
sequel. I don't know how you survived the first Piranha. I thought you seemed dead.
I got out of there.
Do you have a lot of bite marks in the next one?
No, I came out. I came, Ving Rhames has no legs. I came out unscathed. I'm fine. I got a different hat. That's about it. And
piranhas are racist.
they had fish cannons. So they had all these piranha and fish cannons, and they pointed them at us. And they go, oh, well, these, they won't hit you too hard. They're going to come at you, but it will be like a light touch. And I was, and Ving Rhames turned to me and he goes, just get behind something.
For the love of God,
just go.
So like, get behind something and cover your balls. I got hit with a bass last week.
So I took his advice. I was like, yeah, fuck, I'm gonna hide. And I hide. The fish cannon went so far off that the fish shot into the parking lot. So if they were aimed at us, they would have been taken out like a cannonball of fish. They were way too powerful. It shot like hundreds of yards into the parking lot. So thank God the aim was off. There's no exact science. These guys are like, yeah, just fucking put shit in there. We'll see. They're not in front of it. They don't care.
Let's go to the metric to fish.
It's like, could you perfectly invent something that makes something happen that's never happened before? And
we only can do it twice.
Yeah. Pounds per inch of fish being shot at you. But, yeah, so the baby gets shot. But that's not what the movie's about. It's I like to say it's a very violent movie about kindness. And Joel Murray plays this guy, Frank, who has a brain tumor. No, wait, it gets funnier. And then he's about to commit suicide. By the way, Joel plays that role so many times. He goes, you know, I'm playing suicidal guys, so I can tell the gauge of a gun by its taste. So he's about ready to blow his brains out. And he sees, he's watching My Super Sweet 16, so he decides to drive 400 miles and he shoots and kills the girl from My Super Sweet 16. And her classmates, did you kill Chloe? And he doesn't say anything, and she's like, awesome. So it's a spree killer movie.
There you go. If I'd have said that much about it, I would have gotten a lot of angry tweets about spoilers. I'm already going to get angry tweets about
Tolkien. I don't think we told too much about, I mean,
okay.
That's the setup in the
you
movie.
You told it, so that's the best part. Is that
hey, you
if
know
the
what?
Director thinks you can hear you can, stuff about a movie.
Look, it's not real. Tell them they can fuck right off, you know?
Someone did a study recently, like USA Today or somebody, where they determined that most people don't even give a shit about being told the plot of a movie. Like, people are fine with knowing about it before they go
see
it.
I heard that people see trailers and the funny parts in trailers, they go to see the movie to see those funny parts. It's not like, oh, that joke is funny. There'll be other funny jokes. Like, no, I want to go see,
I wanna see that
joke. That joke again, but
it
with an hour and a half around
it. Caught me off guard in that 2-minute version. I want a longer version so I can really dwell on it.
I really want to get the back of my chair ready for that joke. Ah! He fucking said it, nailed it.
People get really, if you give them the plot in the trailer, they're mad. If you, whatever, they're just mad in general about watching
the
trailers.
The people you hear from are mad.
Like, yeah, the people who comment. I think the average person, yeah, this trailer, I've been called a racist a lot in the trailer because I don't shoot anybody of color in the trailer.
What?
So think about that. Wow.
The baby should have been black.
It was a lot of colors at the end, but but and I like I got,
wait, but wait a second. Look how far we've come as a nation.
Yeah, they
look
went,
how far we've come. We really
it's
have
really
come.
Great. And they also call me a dirty kike a lot in the comments under the YouTube, which is funny because I'm not Jewish, but I'm willing to become one to piss off these fucking inbred cretins. But what I think is funny. Yeah. So I want to say no. It's I'm not a racist. We shoot the entire Reading Rainbow of color at one point or another in this movie. We shoot all races.
Just wait for the movie.
Yeah.
If you don't see somebody assassinated that you like of color, you'll get one in the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so glad. I'm really glad that's settled. I've got a question for Jimmy.
Hi, I'm.
Is the special edition Criterion Blu-ray HD containing your scene that was cut from Dreamgirls, is it a reality yet?
No, it is not, sir.
Okay,
still
thank
not,
you.
Still not in Dreamgirls.
Who was your scene with?
I was introducing the dreams for the first time without Eddie Murphy.
How do you cut that?
You know why? They used a voice. Every other time they introduced the band, they used a voiceover. They wanted to do a special one for the first time with the dreams,
right.
And they realized, nah, let's just go with the voiceover through the whole thing.
Now it makes sense. I didn't know that scene was missing.
Right? I'm sorry.
I owe Eddie Murphy an apology.
Damn right.
There's no way you ever sat through Dreamgirls.
That's his fault.
I watched it, though.
I loved it.
Yeah, it's good.
I was just in Ross Dress for Less. They were playing the soundtrack. That's a true statement.
What happens with that? Do you have a Sharpie on you? Sign some autographs?
I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would you think I wouldn't watch Dreamgirls? You know my musical taste. You and Poseidon used to get so mad at my music when you'd be hanging out in my rumpus room.
Oh, your music, but I mean your movies. You don't probably like something.
No, but
like
you'd be like, going, why do you listen to the Lennon Sisters?
The Lennon Sisters is that's kind of like.
Do you remember that time we were writing in Seattle, and I don't even know what came on the television. We were in a hotel room. Mm-hmm. Do you remember this story?
No.
And something came on. It was like. It was like some stand-up comedy, like Evening at the Improv kind of show. And I just remember I took a plate of food and threw it at the television set and then went back to writing. You and Poseidon were like looking for the emergency doors.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. You were like...
I totally don't remember that.
He just threw a plate at a TV.
And, you know, if you didn't like what you were eating, I don't... I probably... and what's on the TV, I probably was like, you know...
I thought it was a win-win. I don't
what
like
was the
food?
Name of that movie like we wrote that we never made?
It's called Planet of the Chicks. It's not what you think.
But wait, but
it was really pro woman. it was the first blow against the war on women that this has happened many years later.
Why doesn't that be a special episode of Doug Loves Movies, a live reading?
Ooh, oh like shit! That. That was a
awesome.
Crazy idea.
Great idea.
And then do a live reading of it.
Do you still have it sitting
I'm in.
Around?
Like, I can find you a copy of Planet of the Chicks. Sure.
With the best draft? Because we did a lot of drafts.
I think what the premise was is that the film critics of the future send this killing replicant machine back to kill the two leading men, so there won't be a sequel to Planet of the Chicks. Because they really hate... actually, no one even saw Planet of the Chicks. They really hate Planet of the Chicks 2.
I want to hear about this movie. I like this movie.
It's real. It was really crazy meta before. Anything was meta. Yeah, and Bob and Brian Posehn and I would just sit around at his house all day
and write Planet of the Chicks,
writing this movie, and it went off in so many different weird directions. And
I remember Planet of the Chicks 2 was a movie that came out, and reviewers in the future were like, "We got to stop that movie from coming out."
Yeah.
So they kind of sent a Terminator back in time.
The Evenator was.
It's like you sat there and listened to the premise, and then understood it and repeated it.
I just wanted to make sure.
But we didn't.
Jimmy, what do you think it's about?
Sounds to me like it's about, okay. I'm not going to commit to that. We all know the premise.
He wasn't listening.
Sounds great. You think it's the TV? What happens in this movie? You're mad at a comic?
Is there a part for Morgan in it?
There's always a port. A port. There's always a part for Morgan.
Every port, you could find Morgan.
I'm always a variation on a lesbian in whatever movie you have. Although I guess I don't have the time.
But the last, you're going, they always have me playing lesbians. I go, rewrite. And I made you the gym teacher. And you go in the wardrobe. It's like, this is what I'm wearing. I might as well put her with a strap on. It was so like, Leslie, that outfit. But so Planet of the Chicks. 2013, we're hoping for wide release. You know what stopped our enthusiasm? Because remember, we had a big part for Shirley Hempel. She was supposed to ride on a pony, and then she and then she passed away.
What's happening?
And that's that's what stopped Planet of the Chicks.
Yeah. Because we had
a lot of things. There was a big part for.
Otherwise, it would have gotten fucking streamlined right to the end. Absolutely.
We wanted the guy that comes back from the future to try and kill the lead actress in the movie to be Henry Rollins. Like it was ambitious.
You know, I actually now have a lot of enthusiasm for Planet of the Chicks.
I think it would be fun to bring it back.
Let's do it.
I really do. I don't know, you know, who would play the other guy right at this point, but I'm sure you could come up with something interesting. Because it was like going to be a buddy picture, you and somebody else.
Yeah, but I don't want to be in it now. So.
Oh, okay.
So we'll
get two young guys. And
we get Charlie Day, or was that guy?
Oh, yeah. Any two of the guys from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, because people always say that guy reminds me.
Because he's always yelling, that's right.
So we get him. I want... This is more time travel, but I want...
There's a guy who like lives on the corner near my coffee bean, and he's always yelling as well if you need somebody else.
I got that copyright, and so you tell that prick he owes me some money. I wanted to do a thing where I time travel the 50-year-old version of me, and I talk the 22-year-old version of me out of doing Hot the Trot.
Then you'd ruin everybody else's life.
Thank you.
No, I mean by not doing it is what I'm saying.
Right,
everybody else.
Yeah.
Would, that was a compliment.
The enjoyment.
Yeah, no, that's what I meant.
So you would go back in time, and you would.
Did you see the Avengers, Paul?
Yeah.
And.
There was some good stuff. A lot of cubes. A lot of cubes.
They were in that ship a lot.
A lot of ship.
Didn't see it.
There was some good. The Joss Whedon stuff was good. Like the funny stuff was funny, and you know the Hulk stuff was great.
There's a huge laugh in it. I don't want to give it
didn't
away.
Didn't see it.
But Jimmy, what about?
Didn't see it.
How old's Oliver now? 22?
Four and a half.
Does he go to the movies more now?
We saw Pirates over the weekend.
Oh, Band of Misfits.
Yeah. Did you see it?
Those Pirates.
It was enjoyable.
It looks fantastic.
Better or worse than The Lorax?
Did not see The Lorax.
Oh, really? Your kid's not an environmentalist at all?
Doesn't like the Seuss stuff. He thinks it's overwritten. A little too rhymey.
Dad, it's too rhymey. Yes, I don't need to.
Doug, did you stay for the second tease at the end of the...
Oh, yeah. I stayed for both.
Yeah.
There's two. Don't put your hands over yours because you want to stay for both. You don't want to think it's over after the first one.
Yeah.
We're not going to say what happens in either one of them other than...
One's funny.
The first one's not funny.
Yeah, first one's not funny.
Then the second one...
Funny.
Okay. If you say so. It's interesting.
It was...
It's ballsy.
It's ballsy.
It's ballsy.
It's kind of like fuck you. We got you. You'll go see the next one. We're here. It was like, it was kind of like, fuck you. It is like a fuck you ending. It's a great, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the second part.
It's positioned to be, it might be the biggest movie of all time.
Sure.
It might overtake Titanic.
I did find there was things I liked about
audible
it.
Gasp.
Some girl gasped as if this theater were sinking.
You know what my problem was?
I didn't see it!
I'm going to just tell it. This is my issue with it. So they go, oh, okay, we gotta watch all these, wait, I'm not spoiling anything. You gotta watch all these movies about these characters' origins.
Yeah,
stories.
There's a lot of backstory that you need to know, and if you know it, it's kind of boring that they're talking about it all the time.
Well, okay, yeah, and then they get to this movie, you're like, well, this is gonna be great, because now we know their backstories, and they're gonna get right into it. No, then they gotta fucking talk about it again.
It's like an origin story
for a team-up movie. It's like, oh, well, when are we gonna ever get the movie where they just start going and fighting? Like, we get it. Like, just go.
You should have a whole new career as the guy who says what was just said by somebody else.
You did it again!
I agree with it.
It's your superhero, Redondo.
I like that they would do that because I wouldn't know what was happening otherwise.
But that's a dick move to the fans.
Wait, you haven't seen Thor, Captain America?
No,
I don't see a lot of things. I think it's like if you saw a biography on somebody, you wouldn't be like, well, I know that happened in their life. Like, you know.
But I also just wonder.
Well, we know George Washington was president. I'm a fucking idiot.
Boring. Chopping down the cherry tree again. Seen it.
All right, you guys.
Malcolm X was shot? What?
Let's see your name tags, everybody, in the audience. Yeah, show us what you got.
Wow, look at that.
What is that one? What is the razorhead one? Your name is Fraser. Fraser, that's your last name? Because you're a girl with the first name Fraser?
No.
Fraser, okay, so different. And so you made a sign that says, settle down! So you made a sign that says Fraser head. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you win the prizes. No, we ran out of time for the game, so she just won the prizes.
Wow.
Congratulations, Fraser head.
There we go. Did you see over here? Someone had a poster, and it was a Eraserhead poster, but they had changed it.
Woo, Daddy!
Doug, I did point out that someone behind you had what looked like a dead baby.
Oh shit! Wow. See, I told you it would come up a lot. What's your name? Seema. Okay, Seema and her dead baby. No, we're having so much fun talking about movies that I just made the judgment call during the show that this is going to be the first episode in years where we didn't play any games. And, yeah. And
so we all go to the Tournament of Champions then? Is that all?
You're all automatically in the tournament.
Woo-hoo!
And I gave away all the prizes to just the person who's...
I agree with you, man.
Wow.
I agree with you.
Wow.
That's where...
Wow.
Somebody just called bullshit hard in the audience.
And that person's right.
That's where you or that person should have said at some point, enough about whatever we were talking about.
I'm not going to interrupt Bob Goldberg.
I'm hungry for games.
Movie.
Well, I wasn't either.
I'm not going to interrupt the plugging of the movie.
I apologize. I feel bad that I was.
Yeah, you can. What's it like, Bob, being on the worst episode in the history of podcasting? Not just my show.
What people call bullshit.
By people, you mean that one lady.
That one
would
woman.
Would this around? Pioneer of podcasting, would this happen?
Not on my show. I run a tight ship.
Yeah.
You give
none
the
of this horseshit.
You got where you got because you give the audience what they want.
What do they want on Doug Loves Movies? A game. Leonard Maltin game. And now we're not giving it to them. It's a mistake. See, here's a mistake. You think Dwight's going to talk about this now? It's all Drew Carey and Conan.
Let's play a new.
I'm telling you, the messages are going to be. It was refreshing change of pace to just
hear game's horrible.
A
of course
conversation.
It was.
Look, I'm willing for you to edit out.
Edit out my plugs
so we can play
Occupy
the game.
Occupy Doug Loves Movies.
Let's play. There's a good Doug Loves Movies game that I wanted to play, which is called Name the Stunt Team on the Avengers. So we just go down until we run out of the stuntmen that were on the Avengers. So
that's all you got to do is guess the name of a stuntman.
Yeah,
you
got to.
Yeah, that worked on the Avengers.
I go with Hooper.
Oh yeah, Hooper probably worked on
Hooper
that.
Hooper was probably on
that. He's a little older now, but you know, it puts on that.
Thank you.
I'm gonna say Pee Wee Piedmont.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's a good one.
Great stuff, man.
What do you got?
Ty Denning.
Okay, well, Ty's on that.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Joe Mortensen.
Okay.
Back to it's back to me.
Yeah. Oh, that's Doug. Well, you Doug.
No, Doug wants.
Oh, I get to play.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna go with Happy Sylvester.
All right, great.
John Surratt.
I'm gonna go with Big Danny Boyle.
You're supposed to say bullshit, lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Where are you?
What, is your bullshit meter like? Is it? Does it? It doesn't get a good signal in here. What's the problem?
She sounds so much like Dwight. Your impressions are uncanny.
All right, you guys. We'll play a quick one, but the show's supposed to be over.
Wait, we're done with stuntmen?
Wow! All right! Wow! Wow! Wow!
Yeah, everybody, we all tied on the stuntman thing. It turns out we knew more than you know most people would know about stuntmen, so went on for a while. But we gotta end the show because Comedy Bang Bang starts at 8:30 every week here at
one round here at
UCB. We all want to get our plugs in. You know, we got things we want to say. We have coming up. Jimmy?
Nobody. We plug it up. Go play the game. Yeah.
Okay. This is an exciting game.
I don't want that
game.
Woman taking us all out.
Let's do it.
This is a new game suggested by @DanTrippy on Twitter. He wrote, "My friend Fred and I used to take turns naming movies that started with each letter of the alphabet. Annie, Batman, Caddyshack."
We get it.
And so on. Dean didn't give it a name, so for now we're going to call it Fred Letter Day. And we'll start just a temporary name. People will come up with better names. Alphabet game, I guess, is another way to go.
Nope, I think Fred Letter game. I think you made the right call initially.
You're first with the letter A, Jimmy. Go.
Alien.
Better Off Fred.
C word.
Cabaret.
T. No helping her, Bobcat.
Daddy Daycare.
Nice. You always drag your favorites into this. Jimmy.
You do not play?
No, I'll stick it out.
I think you play.
You think I should play?
Absolutely.
All right, Eraserhead.
Only because I had enough planned. I did not have an E plan. So good for you to play. Fletch.
Going South.
Halloween.
Ishtar.
Jumping Jack Flash.
Clute.
This is L, right?
This will be L.
Oh, L's tough.
L is tough. Let
it's
me see.
It's not hard at all.
Low. Oh wait.
Yeah.
Low. Not. Low. Hold on. Wait. Why?
Three.
Oh,
two.
No.
One.
Why did I bring them?
You're
part?
Out. Oh. Lolita.
LOL.
M. Bobcat M.
Mandingo.
N.
New Jack City.
Oh God.
Poseidon Adventure.
Q.
Yeah, you Q, exactly. Quexicodo.
Is it the T or is it not?
No, well.
The ref? If I say the
you're
ref.
You're on R.
No, no, but I mean that's no, what I'm saying.
I know what you're trying to do. You're on R. Oh.
I think you're it's just like in the library. Yeah.
I get that idea, but it's harder if you can't do that, so.
Really? That's not. No.
It's true.
No.
She can think of
Fred,
an R.
Fred wouldn't have
she
it.
She can
this
think
way.
Of an R, like Rebecca or she, Romancing the Stone.
She's got time.
Rocky. Why can't she think of an
Why
R?
She's got so much time.
She's got so much time.
Was when clock went down real quick.
You got an R?
Rocky 3.
Nice. Yeah. Oh. R, S. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 7. What? S.
7.
Oh, 7. Titanic.
Underdog.
V for Vendetta.
Oh, that's nice. That's real nice.
Win-win.
U, V, what am I at? Wait, you were at W?
W.
I'm at X?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Xanadu.
Uh-huh. There's only like 2 on that one. Bobcat.
Yellow Submarine.
Yeah. Boy, that was the saddest yeah ever.
Yeah. Bob. It's your Z.
Zoo, comma, we bought a.
Morgan's out. Morgan's out.
Zoolander,
we're back
of course.
To A, Alphabet City.
Blues Brothers. I went double B.
C.
Cannonball Run.
Diner.
What am I at?
E.
Elephant Man.
F. Three.
Freddy got fingered.
G, get shorty, but don't really get him because they'll masturbate in front of you.
H?
H.
HUD.
HUD. Old school. Paul Newman. I for Bob. Three, two, one. You're out.
Ah.
Ice Storm.
Yeah. J. Jumanji. K.
Me again, K?
Three, two.
Clanville.
I won this motherfucker! K is a tough one. Thank you so much for coming. Morgan Murphy, Bobcat Goldthwait, Paul Scheer, Jimmy Pardo. They're all available on the internet. DouglasMovies.com to check up on everything. Let's see who Jordan thinks I should call a shithead. I can't see it.
Me.
What? Really? All right. As always, Lindsay Lohan is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another hockey. Eyes of gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in.